Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. Yeah, God has blessed us one more time. Again, I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. We're all about having an awesome time on here. This is Terrific Tuesday, and I pray that you had an awesome weekend, which included being, include Monday in one of those days that you have an opportunity to kind of get the week started off and make it do what it do. Truly, truly, by our Lord and Savior, Sunday is the first day of the week. So we're into Terrific Tuesday, and we're glad to be here before you. We have an awesome title we're going to talk about tonight. That's Relationships Are About Commitment. And we have several focus topics that we're going to talk about as we go through this show. Our call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure to get you on the line by identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location and actually join Dr. Lowe as he chat about relationships are all about commitment. Also, you can check us out on Twitter. You can join us and tweet the show more or less at The Smith Way Production, at Dr. Lowe Show with the number one. On Instagram, give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Help sponsoring what we're trying to do. The brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 is supporting what we're doing. We thank you, brother. We have a VP on that. Brother Stallworth, thank you so much for joining us. Anthony Stallworth joining us. And we just want to make sure we can connect and give to the individual. Also joining us now is our international, and I want to make sure the director of Big and Bear of Business out of the great state of Florida, down there in my garden, Brother Terrence Gibson, they call him Baby Head, doing an awesome job as the Big and Better Business Director internationally. Also, I have my niece joining, Jay Ruth. Thank you, Jay Ruth, for taking time to be a part of this as well, man. It's all about giving some information, being interactive. Now, as we said on Twitter and Instagram, you have Beta Phi Sigma Greenville, which brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Greenville, Alabama. Also, President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. You can check it out. We're being broadcast. So if you're not following me on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, check it out so you can be a part and get the broadcast from time to time. We also sometimes broadcast on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're really excited about having a chance to come for you this month. Then on Facebook, those individuals gave shout out to us, join us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. So we're real excited. Also, we have joining on Instagram, we have Miss Bush, EBS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're going to definitely give you a shout out and a wave to you. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. It is awesome to be before you. I'm so excited. Excited because you can check out our episodes. Truly go and check out our episodes on Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Tumblr. You have an opportunity to check us out, but as well as WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We have listeners and watchers in 25 countries, That's including the United States, being our home base, and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we're really excited about making sure we get the word out. But we want you to be interactive. We want you to type in your comments. Thank you so much, Brother Gibson, for sharing some things here. You know, I'm going to keep doing the work. I'm going to put the work in, and we pray that God continue to bless us so the word can continue to get out. That WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, is available for you to be a part of it and be interactive. Also, we want to share with you that you can register for WBSW Radio Giveaways via Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle or any other kind of transaction mode you have to be a part of our giveaway today. We're giving away already this summer a $50 voucher for gas along with two trips. They were 4 days and three nights to hot Atlanta. And we're coming up in this month, which is at the end of this month, which is next week. We're going to do a point. If we don't get it next week, the following week, we will make sure we have a trip to get you again to hot Atlanta, to the rest, to get your Cash App in. And this is how you can get that Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, either a Venmo account. Email it to lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Email it to me, lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. We'll be giving out a trip to Orlando, a trip to Atlanta, and also we're going to have some gift cards available. And we're able to do this because other brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, out of Greenville, Alabama. Also, TriStat Consulting firm partner with us as well, along with WBSW Radio, the internet station. Let's talk about relationships. Are they all about commitment? And I want you to take an opportunity to think for a second. The relationships you've been in, have you been committed to? What level of commitment was you willing to put so into that relationship so it could be successful? We talk in several of our series and especially the Love Cafe, and we talk about Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, how we talk about if you want to be in a serious relationship, you must be committed. You have to understand the definition for commitment. And some of us have it in our mind, but we also create our thought process to think, if I just get one foot in the door and give that 20%, it will show I'm committed. But you truly, truly can't do that. So what we want to really focus on, several topics that will give us some clarity about relationship, are all about commitment. And we want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying as 4 digits or your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then let you know it's time to join the conversation about relationships are all about commitment. Before you can be able to understand how a healthy relationship and how a successful relationship is, you have to truly understand that it requires commitment. We talk about many times about when we're in relationship, we have significant others. Even in a casual relationship, you need to be committed enough to be consistent. And that's one of the most important things we have to remember. Commitment is all about being consistent. But we also understand that consistency is all about making agreement to be able to do something to further that relationship. So, as we will really define commitment, I'm going to give it to you from my point of view. It's about agreement or a pledge to do something in the future. See, a commitment is all about making a pledge or agreement to do something in the future. Also, you can see a commitment as improving the condition. If you're in a relationship and you're dating to marry, you have to be willing to make a commitment during that process of dating So if you're committed enough and both of you are on the same page, then you can get married. Then it don't stop there. Your commitment don't stop there, because after you get married, it's married. Continue on doing those things. Whatever you started off with, you want to make sure you make it fit into your healthy, successful relationship. See, we got to be all about being engaged. See, commitment is about being engaged. Engaged in a relationship that you want to be healthy. You want it to be successful. Engaging means you got to make time for that relationship. Everything in a relationship requires you to be willing to put the work in. For it to be successful, you must put the work in. No one else can put the work in for you. You have to put the work in. Your partner has to put the work in so you can be successful. So commitment gives you that opportunity that you're meant to be so engaged that whatever of our well-being, we're going to recognize that we're going to make sure we're there to provide and protect and be willing to be committed to it. And our well-being, where commitment best focus on, the well-being of physically. See, you have to be committed physically to the relationship. You have to be mentally committed to the relationship. You have to be emotionally committed to the relationship. You have to be spiritually committed to the relationship. And you have to be financially committed to the relationship. That's what we're talking about. The title of the relationship are all about commitment. So if you see those things I just shared with you, is where your relationship is heading or already there, or you've been there, but things didn't work out, but you should assess yourself and see how I can improve on my commitment. Because I could have been committed to being the best I can be. I always tell people that I'm all about doing my sessions of counseling with my counselor twice a month. So you know what? I can be the best version of myself. See, I will be the one that presents themselves to whatever relationship it is. I'm going to be committed to do my best. So you have to ask yourself and focus on this when you're talking about commitment and relationship. What is a committed relationship? What is your definition? I want you to be able to correspond with me. I want you to be able to talk with me. Type in your comment, because you have an opportunity to do that. Type in your comments to tell me what is a committed relationship in your eyes. What does it look like to you? And some people need to make sure you take time and create your pros and cons to see, okay, a committed relationship requires me to be effective communicator. It requires me to be a person that can compromise. It requires me to be compassionate. It requires me to put the effort in to be successful. It requires me to be consistent. It requires me to give all I have and not level off to say I've reached that point. I'm always striving to move to the next level of commitment. See, in a committed relationship, it occurs when a couple agrees upon a certain level of commitment to one another. See, you can't be committed to everybody. And in regards to, if you're in a relationship, you have to commit yourself to that one person. You can't be dipping and dabbing and say you committed. You're not committed. So what you have to realize, you have to push yourself to the greatest level so you can be successful. You want to be in a relationship that you feel that we're both working towards success. So when you're talking about the committed relationship, you're talking about agreeing and pledging to be the best you can be or the best version of yourself, but also putting yourself in the position so in the future things can work out in your favor. I said earlier about dating to marry. See, one of the challenges individuals have when they're starting to date, they don't want to know, they really don't know how far they want to go, because it's all about, am I going to be committed? I'll be committed to put the effort, because see, once I get to committed, I'm ready to move forward and marry that person. What you have to do is be willing to put the work in. So we want you to keep that in mind. We're talking about a committed relationship. Are you willing to give it all? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to be dedicated? Are you willing to be devoted? Hey, are you willing to make sure that you respect that person? Are you willing to be the effective communicator? Are you willing to do all it takes to make this relationship work? See, it's easy to say we don't know how to do something. But if you put some time in and put some, just put time in it and write down what you think could be best to make this relationship successful, then put the work in, I guarantee you, it will be successful. It will be healthy. It will be committed. It will be a committed relationship. That's what we're talking about. Relationships are all about commitment. See, just in that title, that's for the two topics I touched on. Understanding the meaning of commitment, then understanding what a committed relationship is. Now, there's committed relationships, but are they true? And that's what we want to talk about next. What is true commitment? What is true commitment? And I want you to make sure you hear what I'm saying. What is true commitment in a relationship? See, a committed relationship is one in which you and your partner, come on, let's say that again, you and your partner intentionally, remember that word. See, when you want a healthy relationship, you have to intentionally put the effort in. If you want to be successful, even on a job, you intentionally got to put the work in. Whatever you want to accomplish in the future, when you're with your partner together, you have to intentionally put an effort in. And you also have to make sure you work on conversation that focus around the future hope that you have, the dreams, and the plans for yourself and the relationship itself. See, we always have to keep that in mind when you go from dating to marriage. You're going to have an opportunity to be committed, because marriage requires commitment. It also sets you up to look at the future. It gives you hope. It gives you dreams. It allows you an opportunity to put a plan together for success. But one thing I always share when I talk on these shows to the people I know, see, God has a plan for all of us. And what we have to do is we have to work within his domain. We have to make sure we do what we're supposed to do to be successful. We have to remember his plan is our plan. Because he also will make sure there's a will, there's a way. And you have to remember, if you want to have a healthy, successful relationship, you have to understand the level of commitment you have to be successful. Not for just what's going on now. You have to have a level of commitment for the future. Because in the future, you're encountering what we call hope. Come on now. We're talking about hope. See, we're talking about dreams. See, when you go to that dating to marry, it is committed. Now you have to look at marriage. You have to continue to have hope. You have to continue to have dreams. You have to continue to perpetuate your plans for you all being successful. That's what it's all about. That is true commitment. Are you committed? Are you committed or willing to be committed? You have to ask yourself that one question. We don't have to go through all of this foolishness about what is the definition for you or what it looks like for you. What we have to keep in mind is truly anything that you're willing to put the work in will lead you toward what we call commitment. Now, as life moves on, you will find out that that commitment will put you in a position to be successful. So I want you to always keep that in mind, that make your greatest effort to be committed. So we'll ask the next question. Why is commitment important in a relationship? We want you to be a part of this show by calling in. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, ask for your location, and then you can start chatting with Dr. Loretta D. Smith. I'm truly, truly excited about being on WBSW Radio, the internet station. And our show tonight is the Dr. Lowe Show. You're going to talk to Dr. Lowe, a real relationship guru. We like to talk about topics like that. Enjoy. And hopefully suffer in this game from our discussion. Also, if you're on Facebook, which is on Facebook, type in your comments. Now, if you're on Instagram and you want to get on Facebook and be a friend of mine, just go to facebook.com/DRL. Be Alberto Smith. And if you're on Facebook and want to check out our two Instagram accounts that are broadcasting, that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10 and President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Check us out. And we have some people I want to give a shout out to as they join us. We are shout out to Lorenzo_Fleming, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, so much for joining us. Also, we had join us Sharon Presley out of McKenzie. Thank you so much. And also on two device, we have Miss Bush, EBS, a member Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of. And it's why is commitment important in a relationship? Except that I want you to take an opportunity to think about it. Think about commitment. Think about what we already shared with you. We have to keep in mind that it's important because, see, the main goal of commitment in a relationship is for each party to feel some sense of security and control. I'm going to repeat that. The main goal of commitment and relationship is for each party to feel some sense of security and control in the contract. Commitment leads you to contractual agreement with that person, because we gave you a meaning of commitment was an agreement or a pledge. So you're willing to be committed to that person to the point where you see that we have some dreams. We have plans that we want to do together. And that's what it's all about in a relationship, being committed to that relationship, giving all that you can give. You know, we're talking about giving not just 100%. We're talking about stepping up to 110%. It means jumping both feet in to to the relationship and the marriage, being committed to give all, or taking all your chips into the center of the table. Say, I'm going to put it all on commitment. I'm going to put it all to win. I'm going to put all in to be successful. That's what we talk about when we talk about how it's important to a relationship. See, it also helps you. We're talking about, again, how important it is. It helps you to predict what type of situation might come up and act accordingly to that situation. See, when you're committed, you know, in a sense, what to expect when things happen. But if you uncommitted or non-committal, you are not able to put any trust in that person's action. So always keep that in mind. It's all about helping you predict, putting you in a better position to see what the future holds for you. See, future has hope, future has dreams, and the future has plans. And what we have to remember and put the greatest effort for is that it is important to a successful and healthy relationship. Some people don't quite understand. So they'll come and say, and they might have this question, maybe you have this question. What is the difference between commitment and relationship? See, some people don't quite understand. But let me share this with you. Commitment, and we're going to tell you the difference. Commitment is the key to the relationship. That's why it is a relationship. People commit to stay together when you decide to choose that person. You have to tell them and be willing to say, it's not I do, it's I choose you. So I'm choosing to be committed, and I'm committed for the long haul. See, we have to always remember that. We enter into a contractual agreement for the rest of our life. And I know people say, well, but we got people that divorce. Yes, yes, that is true. Not saying you were less committed at any time, but we want you to understand you grow and you strive and you get better and better. Whatever you experience during that relationship or that marriage that did not end in a way but end up in divorce, take that something God has for you in the future. Because when you take that and learn from that, it gives you hope, it gives you dreams, it allows you to plan for the future. So commitment is key in a relationship. You could not have a relationship if you're not committed. See, the only committed people, may have while they're dating is to get ice cream. I saw that. And I thought about that. I said, wow, it's like, get ice cream. We'll get ice cream together. That's after dinner. But if we're committed to be married, I'm not having ice cream and dinner all the time. I want to be in that relationship with you because I'm willing to marry you. So whatever happened in the past, heal from it and leave it in the past. Move toward a future that include hope, dreams, now come on, and plans. And that's what we're talking about. Commitment is the key to the relationship. Your relationship cannot be successful if you're not committed. Our next focus topic is, what is a relationship without commitment called? You can answer that very easy. A relationship without commitment is called a casual relationship. See, that's one that don't have no expectation of being a long-term commitment or being only with you. See, casual dating is something people do because it's all about a physical and emotional relationship between two people who want to go out on a date. See, in a marriage where you are committed from dating to marriage, I'm going to put those other well-beings that's so important. Not only is it about physical, emotional, mentally, spiritual, and financial. All of that pays in. If you're mature and well in order in those matters, you will be successful in your relationship. Because that means you're mature enough to understand that I must take care of my physical well-being. I'm mature enough to decide to take care of my mental well-being. I'm mature enough to say I have to take care of my emotional well-being. I'm mature enough to say I'm going to take care of my spiritual well-being. I'm mature enough to have my financial well-being. But it's, since we're together as one, it's all one. So we are working to make sure we take care of our well-being. How a relationship can last a lifetime. I think about my mom and my dad. They were married for over 55 years. And what disrupted that was my mom transitioned way 13 years before my dad did. And she was still been around. That would have been almost 70 years of marriage. That got to be a commitment if you're going to be with someone 55, but if you go way beyond to 70 years, God is definitely blessing you. You're with the person that God bless you to go through thick and thin, rough time, sickness, even when you're not feeling well. That person going to be there for you. So we ask you to consider if you're going to be casual, don't bring the commitment to casual. Because commitment don't fit in a casual relationship. You need to make sure you're in a relationship to grow, to eventually be married, because you're willing to commit to that person, either commit to you, that's date to marry, and then marry to date. Do the same thing you did when you dated him or him when you married. Then after you're married, continue to do those things. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your location, then tell you to join Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe Show as we talk about real relationship issues. Not holding back. We're talking about relationship, all about commitment. Action step. In your last relationship or your relationship now, are you truly committed? Are you committed? Are you willing to hang in there for the future? The future that involves hope, dream, and a plan. If you're willing to do it, God will provide the will and the way. Trust in our Lord and Savior. Both of you have to believe that God brought you together and connected you from an internal aspect, not an external. Because always the internal part is going to change. But the heart and your soul will always stay the same. It's true to you. And if you commit it from your heart and soul, you will definitely be very successful. But if you're not ready to be committed, casual things. Get in a casual relationship. You can call on them and say, let's go out and go through something. Let's get a drink. Let's go there. That's a casual relationship. But just remember, there are times and values. Why waste time with people who are not willing to be committed? Why do you waste time with people who are not willing to be committed? Give a shout out to Carol Davis joining us. Thank you so much. Give a shout out to the person today I know was on there following what was going on with our show. That's Trade underscore with Jennifer underscore 690. That's Trade underscore with Jennifer underscore 690. And we truly want you to understand that God is blessing each and every one of us. He will show you what it takes to be committed. Trust in him. Because God is all about hope, which is faith, dreams. That's when he's working with your body. And a plan. God is all about that. Trust in him. Let commitment be a priority for you. If you're not willing to be committed, even if you're in the, if you, you say, I want to get married, I'm married, I'm having a hard time committing to this, you may be in the wrong place. You might be in the wrong place. Relationships are about commitment. Not only a romantic relationship, but a family relationship is all about your commitment. A church relationship is all about your commitment. A job relationship with your coworker is all about a commitment. See, they can count on you because you're committed. Just remember that. And it's not always focused. It's all about date to marry and marry to date. It's all about commitment in all types of relationships. You got to be committed even with a friendship with somebody. You have to remember that. Because throughout life, you're going to experience tiers of relationships. Start with the associate where you meet someone. And all you do is meet them as passing like a ship, both churches passing each other. But if there's something from the inner self saying you want to know more, then they become acquainted. You find out more about them. The next step is friendship. Friendship is powerful. It's a powerful relationship. But you got to be committed for the success of that friendship. Then you truly, truly want to see the romantic side. You want to be in a romantic where you're dating and date. If you're dating just to casual date, you don't feel like you had to be committed. You don't have to be. But if you're dating to marry, be committed. Be willing to be committed. Make sure you take time to do that. I want to give a shout out to, I'm going to say Miss Nakim Walters. Thank you so much. I want to make sure I give a shout out to Carol Davis, one of our winners of our trip last year. And she made her plans. She's going to go and enjoy that 4-day, 3-night trip. We're communicating to make sure we get her in place. Like how the two individuals won this one this summer, spring summer. We give a shout out to those individuals and tell them truly enjoy yourself. That's LaShawn Long, 4 days and 3 nights in a hot Atlanta, along with Jacqueline Davidson, 4 days and 3 nights. And we'll be giving out trips, continually giving these trips out. Sponsor again about Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, along with TriStat Consulting Firm and WBSW Radio, the internet station. Let me give a shout out to my frat brother, known to many and knew if your school was as strong. None other than Brother Derek Cummings of Beta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Let's make it do what it do. We have a few more things we want to touch on. We're down to about 19 minutes. As we talk about why should you commit to a relationship, I want you to think about that. We're going to talk about the meaning. We're going to talk about a type of committed relationship. We're talking about true commitment in a relationship, why commitment is important to the relationship, the difference between commitment and relationships. We also focus on you being in a relationship without commitment. Now let's look at why should you commit to a relationship. You have an opportunity, all of you joining in on Facebook and Instagram, type in your comments. I would like to hear what you have to say about why you should commit to a relationship. I want you to think about it for a second. I'm going to say to you, when someone wants to commit to you, they'll make sure you feel like a priority in their life. That's how important commitment is. When somebody is ready to commit to you, you are now a priority in their life. That's why we say date to marry. You date if you want to be casually dating and in a relationship, that's fine. But if you're dating to marry, you're willing to be committed. You're going to make that person your significant other, who will now become your partner and become your spouse, a priority. You don't put anything except our Lord and Savior ahead of it. But you got, because they're your family. So I always say my order, and I thank God bless me to be able to feel and see my order. My order is our Lord and Savior God, our Lord, family, job, friends. And then whoever else comes in that category. But the God's going to be first, because he's going to put me in a position so I can truly commit. So you commit when you have somebody who's willing to make you a priority in their life. They're willing to make you a priority. They're willing to provide, protect. They're willing to have effective communication. They're compassionate. They're willing to compromise. They're consistent. They're devoted. They're dedicated. They respect you. You, both of y'all, as dreamers, because y'all dreaming on being successful together. That's what commitment in a relationship is all about. Some people are, what it look like? It looks like you want to commit yourself to someone that you feel like is a priority in your life. You truly want to make sure. See, you choose to, see, when you talk about committing a relationship, you choose to see yourself spending time with that person and making an effort to make sure everything gonna be all right. That's how you know that commitment should be in a relationship. Some people ask the question, how long? How long should, or would I know in a relationship or from dating to marriage, and I'm ready to be committed? See, if you, you know, most studies say that about 6 months, around 6 months, or 172 days. It gives a person an opportunity to decide if the person they are dating is marriage material. Come on. You'll know whether you want to spend the rest of your life with that person. Truly You have to make that decision. As you go from the associate to the acquaintance to the friend to the romantic into the intimate part, you will know that you want to be in that relationship for the rest of your life. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying your last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to truly make sure you share with us your location, because I chart your location so I can know where we're expanding all over the world. Along with truly, truly making sure I get you on the line so you can be a part of the conversation. You can chat with Dr. Lowen with Eastman on the Dr. Lowe show. Let's look at some tangible signs indicating that you are indeed in a committed relationship. These are some signs that you're in a committed relationship. And when you run across people that's willing to be in a committed relationship, they, first of all, are willing to betray to that person the will to survive, the will to be successful, the will to be committed to you, will to put the work in so you can be successful and healthy. You don't spend time looking at individual flaws. You take time to emphasize the positive attributes. That's when you know it's indeed a committed relationship. The next thing is someone who feels committed speaks about themselves as we. Someone who wants to be committed and want to be in a committed relationship speaks about themselves by saying we. Because you will become one. Commitment requires you to become one. Always share that in a relationship is, I call, and God has blessed us with the understanding of a triple cord. God is one cord at the top. You are a cord. Your partner is a cord. And when you commit and become married, it is wrapped and intertwined and brought together, and it becomes one. So you'll be talking about we, not I. We'll talk about we and not I. Also, the next thing that's so important is the sign that you may be recognized, they meet you. Come on now. And when they have people added to it, I want to give them a shout out before I move with it. The next one is victorious attitude. An awesome job sharing those thoughts, Victoria on Facebook. Along with along with Christopher Bennett, 638, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Pastor Bennett of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville. The next thing, as I was saying, they meet you. Meet your needs. See, they meet your needs. A person that's committed and willing to be committed to a relationship, they meet your needs, and it's vice versa. You always said on our love cafe, the words, I love you, is a gift. Gift that you give someone. And they should be able to reciprocate that back. That's vice versa. They're giving it back to you. And that's what I love you is all about. in a committed relationship, meeting your needs and returning them back to you. Next thing we want to look at, they are highly satisfied. See, when you're in a committed relationship, you are highly satisfied with what's going on. See, being highly satisfied is the strongest to predictor of commitment is satisfaction. Just set in mind. The indicator, the predictor of commitment is satisfaction. I'm in this marriage because I'm satisfied. That's not said I ain't striving to do better, to meet the future hope, the dream, and the plan, but I'm satisfied where I am. You have to have the will and just the fortitude just to say, I love being married to you. Because I'm satisfied where God has blessed us to connect from our inner self. And we're meeting at a point that we're so satisfied with one another that we're pleasing God. See, God is satisfied when he can see it in your soul. He can see it from your heart. It's just gleaming from your body. See, God is definitely rejoicing because he knows through satisfaction is joy. I want you to think about that. And he rejoiced more than anything, anybody, any thought, or any person in his world because he is our creator, but he's always joyful when he sees a smile. He sees that your soul is happy. He sees that your heart is bubbling with joy. He's rejoicing truly from up in the heaven, looking down on you. The next thing is, it's all about making sure as a committed person, you don't pay attention to potential alternative parts. Don't give somebody else all of your time when you say you're committed. In your marriage, give your partner, your spouse, your time. Be careful with allowing that to happen. When you're giving everybody else your time and you're putting your marriage, your family last on the priority list. As I said earlier, mine is God, family, job, and my friends. And anything else fall after that, you can put anything you want to put there. It's all right. But I'm letting you know my priorities. And the next thing we want to look at, and this will be the final thing because we have about 6 minutes, and this is the final focus on the assignment. Pay close attention to your partner and their sacrifice. See, a committed partner makes sacrifices for each other and don't expect favors to be returned. At least not immediately. So remember, committed partner makes sacrifices. Are you in that relationship? Are you focusing on that? Are you focusing on the things we shared? We shared the meaning of commitment, what a committed relationship is, commitment in a relationship, why commitment is important in a relationship, what's the difference between commitment and relationship. What a relationship called without commitment? When should you commit in a relationship? How long it takes to commit in a relationship? And the intangible signs let you know that you're indeed in a committed relationship. It will be a successful relationship, and it will be a healthy relationship. Man, it's been awesome. Thank each and every one of you all for joining us. God has blessed us one more time to come before you and just share some things with you. I see several people that's joining right now. Thank you so much for taking time. But I want to give each and one, every one of you all a shout. But I want you to remember our title for tonight. As you move forth in life, relationships are all about commitment. Your marriage is all about the commitment. Remember that. Your family is all about your commitment. Your friends is all about your commitment. Your job is all about your commitment. Your church is all about your commitment. That makes life so much better. And as we close out, I want to give a shout out to these individuals who took time to be a part of the show today. God is so good. He has blessed us. Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. Trey underscore with underscore Jennifer underscore 690. If you're interested in the binary optional trading, you can get with Trey underscore with underscore Jennifer underscore 690. Victorious 2, thank you so much. Pastor, this is the brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Christopher Aaron Bennett, 38. Thank you, of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you for joining us. Also, we have Tiffany Davis. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. My frat brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Truly glad to have him part of the fold of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, Brother Derek Cummings. And if you're in the Montgomery area, you want to go out and patronize his business where he's the manager for the Applebee's on Atlanta Highway, go out and check out Brother Cummings and all the awesome work that his staff is doing out there. Miss Nathia Walters, thank you. Carol Davis, Sharon Presley, my president when I was down in the chapter in Rose Sigma in Miami, Brother Terrence Babyhead Gibson, the International Big and Better Business Director of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Brother Gibson, for all the awesome things you are doing. My VP of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Greenville, Alabama, Brother Tony Stalwart joining us. He's one of our co-hosts on our Wednesday night sports show, which will be resuming in August, the second and fourth Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to try to make it do what it do. Thank you, Brother Stalwart, for joining us. Also, I want to give a shout out to Jay Root, my niece out of the Jefferson County area. Thank you. We love you. Keep doing what you're doing up there, grinding hard up there, up in Jefferson County, Birmingham, Alabama. It's been awesome, man. Hashtag responsible. If you check us out in the background, that's one of our flyers and our promo. Thank you so much for being able to, God bless me, to be able to put that one together and share it with you. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a mindset. Hashtag we got this. Hashtag make it do what it do. I always tell you, I love each and every one of you all. From my heart. Truly from my heart. See, we couldn't do the things that we're doing if you did not support us. Encourage. Thank you so much. Take time to be a listener and a watcher. It's a blessing. And as we close out, like we do all our shows, I want to tell you about our show on Thursday. We have two shows, one at 1 o'clock at Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Check us out. We're going to be talking about that topic of grown woman versus a grown female. And we're going to talk about that on that show on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the Love Cafe. And we're going to continue to talk about topics focusing on love and not being scared of love. It's been awesome sharing what we shared with you tonight. Always look forward to being a part of this. Look forward to talking with you. Look forward to you communicating through the comment section. See, God is good. And as I close out, this is from my heart. Because this is where I feel. Truly, truly, I want you to know. See, for me, loving you is like a TKA or TKO. Let me get it right. A TKO. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play. But as we do it, like always, coming from my heart, I love you.
Looks like another love TKO.